to get up and do my thing.
Go ahead.
I want to get into it, man, you know. Like a sex machine, man.
Yeah.
Moving, doing it, you know.
Yeah.
Can I count it off?
Go ahead.
1, 2, 3, 4. Get up.
Get on up.
Get up.
Get on up.
Stay on the scene.
Get on up.
Like time to bring in the retired HBO godfather, Larry Merchant, as I have my production problems here in the studios. Nothing new here. You are tuned to the Sports Byline Broadcast Network live on Sports Byline, iHeartRadio, Sirius XM, Satellite Radio, Channel 217, of course. Come to you live, of course, on Twitch.tv, the Sports Byline USA channel. Larry Merchant in the house?
Larry Merchant is in his apartment.
Well, it's in the house. The house godmama.
We're both doing better and doing okay and getting around. And last weekend we had my granddaughter's wedding, and this afternoon or later this evening we're going to have a birthday party for her.
You know, I had you on last week's show. You were gushing. I mean, after the wedding, you were gushing on Sunday. You were like, I couldn't. You were like on cloud nine.
Yeah, or 10, 11, or 12. I was very high. We had an amazing wedding, and to see my granddaughter, who got off to a not great start in life for reasons I won't go into, and to see her mature and travel and go to colleges and become a professional and now an entrepreneur running her own ice cream business with her husband, it was very rewarding.
You know, listen, speaking of ice cream, I just got back into training. You know, I refuse to train during the heat, Godfather, so during the summertime, I put on a few pounds, maybe about 12. So anyway, I'm back to running now, and I have to give up the ice cream for a while. So what's her ice cream brand real quick? Tell me.
Well, you can't get it on the West Coast yet.
Okay.
But it's called Bad Habit.
See? Exactly the point. Bad habits. Ice cream is a bad habit. I remember one point in time, it wasn't ice cream, but it was just food. And we had a big, tall refrigerator. I think it was like in the early 80s. Had to be the early 80s. And my mother put a lock on the refrigerator. She put a chain around the it was like a bicycle lock, okay? So I come out like at 2 o'clock in the morning, you know, going to rummage through the refrigerator because like, I'm going to make weight the next morning. But you can cheat a little bit, though. Anyway, she put a lock on the machine. Anyway, enough of that. You and I talked about this a little bit, but, you know, when super fights are on the table and fighters don't take the super fights when they're there, stuff happens. Or in boxing, spit happens, and spit in this instance is spelled with an H. The Tyson Fury-Anthony Joshua fight was considered like a mega, mega, mega fight. They were going to give him like a couple $100 million to go to Saudi Arabia and do that. Now this fight's done because they got greedy and wanted to sneak in one fight in between. Is that the way it went down in your mind?
I'm not sure of what happened in all the negotiations and such, but it's unfortunate that we live in an age where if a fighter loses a fight or two, that we want to throw him on the trash heap.
Well, unfortunately, yeah, you got a point there. But, you know, here's what, and I'll bring this up too. You know, Joshua's a latecomer to boxing, much like Deontay Wilder. What I'm saying is when guys come into boxing, and I've seen it myself, when guys come into boxing late in their teens, there's something a little bit missing at the end. When they reach the pinnacle, or what should be the pinnacle of their careers, they come up a little bit short. Maybe it's not that they didn't have they didn't come with a boxing pedigree. Yesterday was just boxing 101 as Oleg Usyk just schooled Anthony Joshua.
Well, he's the third Russian heavyweight champion in recent times, along with the Klitschko brothers.
Mm-hmm.
So there's some tradition being built up there and an opportunity to make the kind of money that was impossible in just doing it in Russia. So more good luck to him, and let's see if one of these big sluggers can get him. I think in the end, it's it's may the best man win.
Good point. Tyson Fury and Deontay Wilder. Deontay Wilder, another latecomer to the game. Guy came in as a 2008 Olympic bronze medalist into pro game, but he started late in his teens. Is there something to what I'm saying?
Yes.
Am I imagining things? In other words, guys.
No. You're exactly right. And it happens most particularly among heavyweights because they either had dreams of playing different sports, and finally they went to the gym in their late teens and try to make it there, and I think the end result is that they don't see the punch coming. And if you don't see the punch coming, it lands harder than any other punch. So I think it's true of Joshua. It's maybe it's true of Wilder. I don't know. We'll find out in that next fight. But you're absolutely right that you can't learn to play the trumpet like Louis Armstrong if you start at 18 or 20. You can play, but you can't play like that. And it's true of almost any form of art or entertainment.
Canelo Alvarez and Caleb Plant got into a bit of a tiff this week and ended up with a couple of bruises under Caleb Plant's eye. A little nick, a little cut. But the bottom line is the word mother ducker was used, and it wasn't exactly spelt that way, but mother ducker was used. And Canelo, when it's translated, when mother ducker is translated, it comes back like it's against your mother. And that's sort of the way that Canelo took it, and Canelo cracked him right there at the press conference.
Yeah, well, it must be, you know, part promotion, part emotion.
Yeah, without a doubt. He is boxing superstar right now. As far as guys on the horizon, is David Benavidez the only guy maybe at 168 that has a chance in the next year or so of unseating the pound-for-pound king, do you think?
I don't know. Because of the slowdown in boxing as everything else during the pandemic, it slowed the process by which fighters had a chance to be exposed and explored. And I'm willing to wait and see, but I don't know that he's going to get the shot he wants. And is he the cat who beat Jamal?
No.
He's, who was that?
That was another guy. I can't remember his name. But the bottom line is, at 168 pounds right now, of course, Canelo going to take on Caleb Plant. That's going to be a big pay-per-view thing in November. They didn't fight in September because of contractual issues and money. Back to the super fights not happening. You know, there are fights out there that can be made. I mean, Earl Spence could be fighting Crawford, doesn't that? And all these guys are basically avoiding each other, Godfather, and time is ticking. You're blaming the pandemic, but a lot of these guys are just reluctant.
Well, the answer is obvious. They've made so much money, so much more money than challengers did in the past, that they don't feel compelled to go into the ring. Wow. And so managers want to make the fortunes that could support their families for generations, and promoters with all that money out there, tens of millions of dollars, and a lot of guys who weren't raised in a money world, don't know how to play the game the way they used to, where it was you fight the best fighter. In modern boxing, the object seems to be to steer away from the best fighters. Unless they can make crazy money for everybody.
Okay, I'll bring up your former broadcast partner, the great Jim Lampley. Is he was supposed to do that thing with Trump last week, wasn't he? I didn't hear him on the broadcast, but wasn't he originally part of that?
Which fight?
Whatever fight they had, the Evander Holyfield fight, wasn't Jim Lampley supposed to voice that?
Yes.
And he didn't do it, did he?
He didn't do it because he found out that our esteemed former president, Donald Trump, was also involved in the broadcast.
You know, people say what they want about Lampley. Call him Lamps, call him which one, but I give him all the props in the absolute universe for that. I mean, some people are listening right now, probably clicking off the radio, turning off the internet in the whole nine yards, but I give him 1,000,000,000 props for doing it, for standing up like that and being a man, no doubt about that. Talk about Jim Lampley, of course, and Harold Letterman, the late Harold Letterman, and Larry Merchant. Of course, they were the three guys that were on HBO for over 30 years together. Godfather, what do you have planned this week?
Well, I have a birthday party to go to. I have some doctor's appointments.
Okay.
And I've designated New Year's as the time when I can dance again.
You know what? I'm happy that you're up and rocking and rolling. Kiss the godmama for me. Maybe not. Anyway, I know you're emotional about that. But I love you both, and I wish you the best, and I look forward to talking to you next week, sir.
I love talking to you, Pedro.
The great Larry Merchant, the Hall of Famer on Ring Talk Live Worldwide and WBC TV.